Welcome. I'm Halcyon. This is Hug Nation. This is the last Hug Nation of the year. It is December 31st, 2018. We are on the edge of a new year. I think I'm ready for a new year. I think I've squeezed all I can out of 2018. And I'm ready to put on a fresh pair of days in the form of 2019. I find the New Year's Eve and the leading into the change over the year to be an introspective time of year. And I know that, you know, the days are just arbitrary numbers and arbitrary designations of when the new year is. It's not like it's on solstice. It's just a day that we decide is when the year ends. But it's a lap marker. It's a time when you can look at your time and look at what happened in the last year and kind of go over that. And every year I do a big list of all of the kind of go back and write out all the things that happened that year, all the events that I went to, speaking things, new projects, positive things, only the positive things. It's a cone list. It's like the 31 flavors list. They don't list on there anything that doesn't taste good, unless you count bubblegum ice cream. I mean, what the hell? Who gets bubblegum ice cream and it's got like pieces of candy in it that you gotta chew? You keep chewing it and it's all cold, so it's like hard while you're eating the ice cream? That makes no sense. I think my brother used to get it and he would like spit out the pieces of gum and then have this like gross pile of gum that was with the color like dripping off of it, you know, like, because they were like gumballs. Am I getting too off track? This is what New Year's means to me. Ice cream that's good, damn it. Like double chocolate malted crunch, which you used to be able to get at Thrifty's for 10 cents. Although it took a lot for me to admit that sometimes you don't need a fancy ice cream. Sometimes it's just mint chip. It's perfect. You don't need to get ripple, fudgy, candy, core, whatever. Sometimes all you need is mint chip. Okay, I'm getting off track, but we are back, and I want to talk a little bit about New Year's. Welcome everyone who is here in the live broadcast, and everyone who is joining us via the future, because that's going to be a theme for today. But let us just begin. Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today I want to talk about New Year plans and resolutions, or lack of resolutions. First off, if you are one who does resolutions, good on you. I'm not a big fan of New Year's resolutions. There's something about them. They don't feel strong enough to be commitments. They feel like goals, and so I usually don't do a big thing with resolutions. I sometimes do goals. What I do offer as advice in that category, not that you asked, but if you're going to make resolutions, make them feel good. If you want to go to the gym more next year or join a gym, don't make a New Year's resolution that is trying to keep you from feeling fat or will absolve the guilt of, you know, like, I hate my body, so I'm going to do this. Think about it in a positive way, so it's something that you're joyfully going towards. I resolve to be healthier in the new year. I resolve to honor my body temple and celebrate it via activity and sweating 3 times a week, something like that. It's always better to be running towards something rather than away from something. I guess I should say, not if they're both a tiger. It's no better to be running towards a tiger versus away from a tiger. In fact, you could argue that it's worse. But I mean, it's better to be running towards shelter and than away from a tiger. I'm a big fan of carrot versus stick, unless that stick is actually a very large carrot and you're being pummeled by a carrot, in which case None of this makes any sense. I'm feeling a little silly today. I'm not sure if you noticed already. Maybe it's the end of the year intoxication. Whee! Super excited to say goodbye to 2018. But I know I've kind of already given a lackluster endorsement for resolution, so maybe I should offer my alternate suggestion. And this is a tradition that I do that was inspired by two people who do a similar practice. One is Jacob Glass, and he talks about a thing that he does called the lunch game, where he will meet up with a friend and they'll agree in advance that they're going to talk to each other as if it is 4 months, 6 months, a year in the future. And you talk to each other and they say, oh, hey, how's the job search going? And you answer as if it's the future and you have everything figured out. And you go, oh, I found the perfect job. I love the people I work with, etc. And the thing that he taught me also is that you can talk about problems as if you've resolved them, even though you don't know the answer. He gave an example like, hey, did you ever figure out what color you're gonna paint your house? You go, yes, I found the perfect color. So you just are setting in the direction. It's not like having the whole plan figured out. It's just kind of getting this vague idea of where you're feeling good in the future. And the other person who does something like this is Kyle Cease, and he does something where he calls it Kylego, where you do a similar thing, where you talk to another person and you talk as if you're in the future talking about all the things, the positive things that have happened in the past. And the key to them is also to make it realistic. You know, if you are looking for romance, you don't say, oh, you know what? I just married Angelina Jolie, and you know, I'm a foot taller, and you want it to be something that is realistic. Like, this could be something that you're saying next year. And so I started playing with it this morning and started thinking about what are the things that would be feel good to have achieved or have happened over the year. And actually, it's a lot easier for me to write that way as opposed to goal setting for the year. I've been having the hardest time of saying, well, what do I want to get done and what are things that I want to do? I'm not very future focused. I'm really good at being present. I'm not so good at planning for the future. So my apologies to everybody who I've failed to RSVP for your events in the past or the future. But if I'm there, I'm there. That's my go-to line at Burning Man when people say, hey, we're throwing this event, we're having a party, it's on Thursday night, we're at 6 o'clock in D, it starts at, and I go, that sounds awesome. If I'm there, I will be there. Because I have no idea where I'm gonna be that time. I don't know where I'm gonna be in that headspace, I just don't know. So anyway, I'm saying the future is hard for me to project, but if I play this game and look back, I can kind of play with the fantasy of it. And then, you know, you can also, even within the realm of realistic, you can put things into it that might be a stretch. I put in some travel that I have no idea when or where I would want to go. I put in some projects that I may or may not want to start, but I think it'd be cool to look back and say, oh yeah, I started a new podcast about sacred silliness, and my brother co-hosts a bunch of the times. And I haven't asked him about that. But this is my fantasy, so I don't need consent. Actually, is that true? I think in my fantasy, I can fantasize that they have consented. It would be a poor use of manifesting and fantasy in general to include people in my fantasy that did not consent to whatever is happening in my fantasy. For example, I talked about meeting a bunch of other lovers and having fantastic tantric adventures. And in that fantasy, those additional lovers, who I didn't picture, I just kind of threw it out there, they all consented. Especially to that crazy night on my birthday, which I also put into my list of things that I'm projecting. Looking back. So I highly recommend doing this. Have some fun with it. Give yourself a little bit of time and write a letter. Oh, I'd write it to myself. You could write it to anybody. And just start talking about what happened in 2019. And give yourself permission to be freaking awesome. In fact, know that you're freaking awesome. And start to visualize this world that you've created, that you live in. And just, this is where that whole, like, the secret stuff, you know, people, some people get really, they struggle with the concept of manifestation, and it's too woo-woo. Forget the woo-woo, forget the manifestation. Simply thinking about things that you feel good about makes you feel good. Try this right now. Somebody that you absolutely love that's not around you right now, your kid, your parents, your lover, if you close your eyes and you picture them smiling, maybe even try to hear their laughter. It works great with kids. Oh, man. You can feel good. It makes you feel good. Now, did I manifest them into existence? No, but I created the vibration. I created I won't use vibration, sorry. We'll hold off that to woo-woo part two. I am holding, experiencing the joy of that experience, even though it's not actually happening. That's using your imagination for good, as opposed to when you are undisciplined, you use your imagination for bad and you create worry and stress and you create possible futures that will never happen that are not good. So this is an exercise of being disciplined and creating with your imagination a possible future that is good. And then if that's all it is, awesome. But at the very least, it gives you kind of a way to visualize that as you get closer, or that maybe that opportunity arises, you already have gone, oh, I did say I wanted to start a new podcast. So when that person offered me studio time or whatever, you can go, that's the direction I'm heading. I know, because I wrote myself a letter about this 8 months from now. Is this making any sense? What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna write a letter last year and give better instructions so that I do a better job of explaining it this year. Because next year, I'm going to invent time travel and it will make this exercise so much easier. Actually, if I'm gonna invent time travel, I should invent it last year. Right? Anywho, I hope your now is awesome and perfect and you have no need for anything to change. You're exactly where you should be and need to be and are. That's perfect. Everything's perfect. But just as it's fun to play all four innings, I started a sports metaphor without having any idea what I was talking about. It's fun to play all four quarters? That makes more sense. Nine innings? Oh, I don't know. You play a game because it's fun, and there the obstacles and the opposition is what makes it fun, and that's what we got going into this new year, is some obstacles and opposition that's gonna be fun. Classrooms and adventures, that's all we got. So I hope you have awesome obstacles in 2019. Thanks for being a part of my 2018. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb and all the Love Warriors, happy Hug Nation, happy New Year, I love you.